From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Kathleen Moore is reporting for the Times Union. 16 Capital Region school districts, including two in Greene County and five in Columbia County, are adding an anonymous reporting system to help students report when other students may be in danger of hurting themselves or others. The Stop It system is highly recommended by Sandy Hook Promise, a national nonprofit that developed various school safety measures after the 2012 elementary school shooting in Newton, Connecticut. Stop It's anonymous reporting system includes an app, a website, and a telephone hotline. Users can submit screenshots, photos, audios, and videos, as well as text. Stop It runs a 24-hour response center with specialists who will alert the appropriate officials in each school district in response to reports. In emergencies, they will call 911. The system also allows them to set up two-way messaging with the anonymous informant and school officials or law enforcement so that they can ask questions about a report. The system also gives students and staff access to a crisis text line, which is part of the app and website. That text line will connect them to mental health counselors. The system makes it possible for students to reach out for help or to report others that need help. The goal is to get help before a student becomes violent. Questar 3 BOCES contracted with Stop It for member school districts using a grant. Among the school districts adding the program are Chatham, Hudson, Ichabod, Crane, New Lebanon, Taconic Hills, Cairo, Durham, Coxsackie, Athens, East Greenbush, and Rensselaer City. Read the full story in the Times Union. Scott Stanford is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Soldiers Monument, a memorial to Union soldiers who served in the Civil War on the campus of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, was defaced by one or more vandals over the weekend. The vandals painted a Confederate flag and the word, and I quote, "rebel," end quote, on the monument located outside of Griffin Hall, sparking a strong reaction from the Williams College president. Maud Mandel wrote in a letter to the college community, and I quote, "The Confederate flag and the word rebel are commonly used as symbols by white supremacists and other extremist factions. The appearance of those marks is more evidence that we live in a world where people hold racist and otherwise hateful ideas. When someone defaces our campus, our own home, with symbols of those ideologies, it becomes especially personal," end quote. College staff had removed the markings by October 10th. Mandel advised students interested in helping the anti-racism effort to visit the Office of Institutional Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion's webpage, which includes information about anti-racist and related efforts by the college community locally and nationally. Campus Safety Services is conducting an investigation into the vandalism with the help of the Williamstown Police Department, according to a college spokesperson. Mandel asked that anyone with relevant information contact Campus Safety Services at 413-597-4444. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that the State Department of Health on October 11th announced that continuous monitoring of wastewater in the New York City metropolitan area has found repeated evidence of poliovirus in sewage. The most recent results discovered in samples from Brooklyn and Queens found polio genetically linked to a case previously found in Rockland County. State officials on October 9th extended an executive order declaring a disaster emergency to allocate more resources for polio vaccinations and detection statewide. The State Department of Health earlier this summer confirmed the first case of polio in New York in a decade in Rockland County. A wastewater detection system has since turned up traces of poliovirus in the greater New York City area. State Health Commissioner Mary Bassett said, And I quote, "These findings put an alarming exclamation point on what we have already observed. Unvaccinated people are a real and unnecessary risk," end quote. Between July 21st and October 2nd, more than 28,260 people have been vaccinated for polio in Rockland, Orange, Sullivan, and Nassau counties as health officials conduct an outreach effort for communities to improve vaccination rates for the virus. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.